be repeated. Is the next to prophet is the first caliph, is the first adjective that you should improve in you right after receiving the message. Anyhow, the honest one looked at him and said, "Oh, what a beautiful son, how lovely you are." He said, "Yes, you're correct." He said, "What's up? These two contradict each other and you call them, yes." You said, "Right." He said, "Of course. Because I'm like a mirror, a polished mirror. Everybody will see he's for her own shape, not me. Why? Because I've polished my ego. My ego is faded away. So I have no projection, no reflection, nothing. What do? I just reflect. Because when you think about the mirror, what is mirror? Mirror is the only thing that does not show itself. Mirror doesn't try to show itself. So when all this show off is polished off, that's what the human thing is. That's what the spirit is. That's what Muhammad is. You remember the prophet, the spirit, the breath, or the same in me? That one.
O wife, if you deem me covetous, rise above this womanish care. This mind resembles cupidity.
I don't know, womanish care, what is womanish care? Because in Persian is come out from that tahri. Remember that tahri when you don't know where Kaaba is, so you are free of all that? Here you will say, oh, you're doing it but logically. Don't do that. That tahri I was talking about was spiritually, but you do it logically. This thing looks like greed to you, but it is just honor. Yes?
This resembles cupidity, and it is a mercy. Where that blessing is, where is cupidity? Make trial of poverty for a day or two, that you may see in poverty double riches. Have patience with poverty and abandon this disgust, because in poverty there is the light of the Lord of glory.
Okay, what's happening here? Anyone? The argument. The main argument, the first was that, listen, whatever you're talking about me, is in you, because you're logically looking at me. And your logical explanation for me is you. So forget that. Then what? Then man doesn't have anything to say to intelligence. The breath, the only suggestion is what? Say, come on, give it a try, experience it. This is not something to know. This is something to experience. So he really invited the lady that, okay, be patient. Try this one for a couple of days at least. See the outcome. Because this is not something that you could think of. This is something you should practice. You should experience. Yes?
Do not look sour and see thousands of souls plunged through contentment in an ocean of honey. Behold hundreds of thousands of bitterly suffering souls steeped in rose syrup like the rose. Oh, alas, would that you had comprehension so that the unfolded tale of my heart might be shown forth to you from my soul.
Okay, now the man finished the dialogue. Now he goes to a sort of monologue with Allah. Oh, pity. You are my partner, but you are the logical one. If you were capable of, if you had enough room, I would have gave you a lot oh, if you were like this. So he starts to go to Alasa. I know we don't communicate, because what I have is beyond the logic, and I cannot put it in these simple words. I wish you would understand, but you won't. Yes.
This discourse is milk in the teat of the soul. It will not flow well without someone to suck. When the hearer has become thirsty and craving, the preacher, if he be dead, becomes eloquent.
You see what is the argument? He says, it's not me saying something, you saying something. There should be a couple, one is saying, the other one should listen. If the listener is not there, what is the use of saying? I know you're not listening. You want to talk. You don't want to listen. But listening is a part of it, is a major part of it. Even the speaker, the dead speaker will become alive if the listener is really thirsty. Remember how he started his book? Listen. Mm-hmm. Listen. Because all you do is really listen. He will tell you everything. But that listening is very difficult for intelligence, because intelligence is a very talkative existence. It talks, therefore it is. Self-argued. Yes.
When the hearer is fresh and without fatigue, the dumb and mute will find 100 tongues to speak withal. When a stranger comes in at my door, the women of the harem hide themselves in the veil. But if a harmless relative should come in, those covered ones will lift up their face veils. Everything that is made beautiful and fair and lovely is made for the eye of him that sees. How should the sound of melody and treble and bass be for the insentient ear of one who is deaf?
You see, the man is talking about, I want to give you something, but you don't receive it. And without the receiver, giving doesn't happen. I want to talk to you, but you're deaf. Yes?
Not in vain did God make musk fragrant. He made it for the sense. He did not make it for one whose nostrils are stopped. God has fashioned the earth and the sky. He has raised in the midst much fire and light. He made this earth for those of clay, heaven to be the abode of the celestials. The low man is the enemy of what is high. The purchaser of each place is manifest. O chaste woman, have you ever risen up and decked yourself for the sake of him that is blind? If I should fill the world with hidden pearls, how should I fare, since they are not your portion? O wife, take leave of quarreling and waylaying. If you will not, take leave of me. What room have I for quarreling with the good or the bad? For this heart of mine is recoiling from acts of peace. If you keep silence, and if not, I will do so. I will do so that at this very moment I will leave my house and home.
End of the argument. Here is the man. The man said, okay, last paragraph, I was talking to you. You were not listening. You called me name, this and that, right? I talked about the thing that I believe in, and you said no. Okay. First of all, whatever you see in me is you. Because I just reflect you. I don't have any surface. Secondly, I'm talking to you. I will talk to you only when you will listen. You're not listening.